The sound of gentle waves and the call of wild birds are normally all you can hear on the shores of Jamaica Bay Wildlife Refuge, an oasis of nature just a few kilometers from the bustling urban heart of Queens, New York. But today, there is work to do. More than 100 Hindu Americans of various ages, along with U.S. National Park Service rangers and other volunteers, comb the shoreline, picking up tattered prayer flags, bits of votive candles, statues, and other Hindu ritual items that have been accumulating here over the past year. Community leader Naidu Virupin has helped organize these annual cleanups for the past 5 years.
We were very, very disgusted and upset and embarrassed because some of the litter is from members of our religious community, and we thought that this is no way to treat one of the beaches, one of the parks of the community in which we live.
Virupin says that river water is an important element in the Hindu tradition. In India, the Ganges River is considered divine.
We see the seas and rivers here as a representation of Mother Ganga, which nourishes the earth, makes the soil fertile, brings us food, and so our offerings of fruits, etc., are released into the water. And in India, it's done that way, and we try to copy that ritual here.
Poj Dindyal, a religious leader, says that because many Hindus believe the Ganges River is holy and pure, they also think that whatever is placed in it also becomes pure and will not pollute. But he says he knows now that there is a natural as well as a spiritual reason that Jamaica Bay can be polluted by religious sacrifices.
See, Ganges is flowing one way only, water do not return. So whatever you throw into the Ganges, it flows and blends with the ocean. So it's always pure, clean water coming from the Himalayas. Whereas in a bay like this, water comes and goes, ebb tide, high tide, all the time. Whatever you pour into the water comes back to the shore. So there is a significant difference.
There are other reasons why leaving items on the shore or in these waters can harm nature. Fish, shorebirds, and other marine animals can become entangled by cloth and other inorganic materials and can be poisoned when ritual items decompose in the water. Organic offerings, such as coconuts and bananas, flowers and candy, also pose a danger to wildlife, says Ranger Kathy Krause, the U.S. National Park Service official who has been responsible for reaching out to the Hindu community on this issue.
If animals do eat these items, it's going to interrupt their natural cycles, their natural migrations. It's going to get them used to people, which they shouldn't be because they are wildlife. So all of these things can really be harmful to the balance of nature.
Krause adds that organic materials also harm the bay's ecosystem by releasing excess nutrients as they break down.
You know, you would think that maybe throwing a banana peel or a banana into a body of water that's 32 square miles large might not be a problem, and it probably wouldn't be so much of a problem, but the issue becomes one of scale. Algae overgrow, it also uses up precious oxygen in the system. So we all need to do whatever we can, not only to not leave things, but really to educate people about what makes these systems tick.
And Krause says the cleanup efforts are proof that the community puts great value on wild places like the Jamaica Bay Refuge.
You know, it really shows shared stewardship for the earth and for the waters. I mean, that's one thing we all have in common, is that we all have a great reverence for the ocean and for nature.
Indeed, there is reverence and satisfaction on the volunteers' faces as they survey the mound of garbage bags they have filled today. They end their park cleanup with a group mantra or prayer, which Poj Dindyal translates.
1, 2, 3.
The prayer says, "You are like my mother, my father, my relative, and my friend." Beside that, "You" indicates to us knowledge and wisdom. You bestow us knowledge and wisdom. So lead me, help me to perform action that will eventually lead me to salvation.
Om Shanti, Shanti.
Adam Phillips, VOA News, Queens, New York.
Let there be peace in the heavens, let there be peace on earth.